While the end of summer feels as though it should be right around the corner, Wisconsin residents are seeing one of the worst hallmarks of the season still going really strong: mosquitoes. The small, buzzy bloodsuckers are out in full force thanks to weeks of rain and standing water, and mosquito swarms have led to some sporting events being canceled in northern Wisconsin and some schools canceling field trips outside. Our next guest is here to talk about why we're seeing so many mosquitoes and when it might end. Jamie Hubbard is an associate professor of biology at UW Stevens Point. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Jamie, I feel like there's a lot of mosquitoes out there, and I keep hearing from other people they're finding the same. Is this unusual? Are we seeing a really unusually large amount of mosquitoes right about now?
We are seeing a very unusually large number of mosquitoes out there, especially in the south, but we're really seeing large numbers of mosquitoes everywhere. I can attest to that, having been out in the woods this weekend.
But do we do biologists do some kind of mosquito census or something like that?
Yes, people who study mosquitoes will regularly survey for the mosquitoes, especially Dr. Susan Paskowitz's lab in UW-Madison does regular surveys for mosquitoes, and they're finding quite a few more mosquitoes this year than in past years at the same time.
So what are the main causes of this?
Well, one of the big main causes this year of the large number of mosquitoes that we've had is the sheer amount of rain that we've had recently, especially the flooding that we've had in the south. But really, we've had quite a bit of rain just about everywhere in Wisconsin recently. So that's one thing. And then the next thing is that the warm temperatures that we've had late in the season. So if you have a combination of rain and the mosquito larvae develop in water, so if you have lots of standing water around and you have also really warm temperatures, that means that you're going to get lots of mosquitoes. The warm temperatures will increase the rate at which they develop, very dependent on temperature. And so warmer temperatures means faster life cycles and more mosquitoes.
So if I was trying to breed myself a bumper crop of mosquitoes over the last few weeks, this was perfect. This is exactly what I would be shooting for.
This is exactly what they needed. Yep.
And there was a big, I guess, hatching of mosquitoes. I'd like to think that, it's, getting mid to late September now. We're not going to see another round of mosquitoes, but are we likely to?
It is possible. So it does look like it's going to cool down a little bit. But if the temperatures were to come up again, then those mosquitoes will develop pretty quickly, and we could see another hatch of adult mosquitoes. One of the things that has really increased our number of mosquitoes recently is, like I said, all the rain that we've had. And those are particular kinds of mosquitoes called the inland floodwater mosquitoes and maybe some tree hole mosquitoes that are going to be the number one type of mosquito coming after big rains that we've had.
Should we be looking back at last winter for part of the story here?
Yes, definitely. So another factor in the sheer number of mosquitoes that we've had is that we've seemed to have had much milder winters, so a lot of snow cover, which insulates the larvae and eggs and even adults that may spend the winter time. That means that they're insulating really well, and then also we don't have as long periods of really super cold temperatures. So we don't have as much mosquito die-off over the winter. So when spring comes around, then we have more mosquitoes than we ordinarily would have in the spring when we have a scenario like that. And so then there's more mosquitoes in the spring available to just continue those mosquitoes perpetuating through the summer.
We are talking about a big mosquito season with Jamie Hubbard, associate professor of biology at UW Stevens Point. Jamie, do biologists, mosquito experts worry about the impact of climate change when it comes to how many mosquitoes we get and how long the mosquito season is?
Most definitely. I know that in Wisconsin we are seeing a trend of having shorter winter periods. So the season in which we have snow and really cold temperatures is becoming shorter and shorter over time. And when that happens, we start seeing the mosquito populations come out much earlier in the spring and stay around much later in the fall. And as I mentioned earlier, also we don't see as much die-off of the mosquitoes over the winter, so we have larger populations beginning right away in the springtime. And if we also see warmer temperatures over the summer and more rainfall coming our way due to more drastic weather patterns, then we're going to see more standing water that those mosquitoes can develop in.
We have an email from Pete who says, a report from the front lines in Reedsburg. The mosquitoes in downtown Reedsburg are epic. Not bad, epic. It would have to improve a lot to be merely bad. Thanks for that, Pete. Well, one thing people might wonder about is we know that mosquitoes around the world do carry diseases, lots of different diseases. Is this a concern with, as you're saying, the kind of mosquitoes we have a lot of in Wisconsin right now?
A little bit. So we do have some kinds of mosquitoes that just kind of are present all of the time, and they tend to lay their eggs more on water that's standing all the time, so in slow areas of streams and ponds and even if in buckets of water that you might have around your house or gutters. And those mosquitoes are the ones that carry West Nile virus. So, but the warm temperatures that we're having can increase the number of those mosquitoes and increase the rate of their development. And so we have more hatches of those types of mosquitoes around. The mosquitoes that are the floodwater mosquitoes that come after big rains and that, you know, are going to lay their eggs in places where they're anticipating there will be water. So they lay the eggs and then the water comes after the rain or with the rain, and then it floods these areas, and then those mosquito eggs hatch out. Those mosquitoes are not known to really be big virus transmitters. They do carry dog heartworm, so there is a greater risk for that. However, there is a recent study that came out in 2017 that shows that that floodwater mosquito may have the capability of transmitting Zika virus. It doesn't transmit West Nile virus, but it may have a capability of transmitting Zika virus, which really we weren't thinking of as being a huge problem in Wisconsin. But the problem with that, we really don't know whether they're actually going to be able to transmit that virus or not, because that virus is going to require lots of human hosts. And it's unknown whether this mosquito is going to have enough human hosts to be able to effectively transmit Zika virus in this area.
In our last minute, Jamie, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, we just got to make it to the first frost that'll take out the mosquitoes and my zucchini plants, which I'm okay with at this point. Am I right? Does that first frost really cut down on the number of mosquitoes?
It does. And as I said, they're very dependent on temperature. And so if the temperature goes low, especially at nighttime, and we see that temperature stay low, then the number of mosquitoes will start to die down. Of course, as the temperature goes up a little bit, we'll see another kind of rise in the number of, really more in the activity of the mosquitoes that are out there already.
We'll leave it there for now. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Jamie Hubbard is an associate professor of biology at the UW Stevens Point. She joined us for a look at a bumper crop of mosquitoes in much of Wisconsin right now.